sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Magnificent Monday, July 28th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of things happening. Washington, D.C., Lansing, all kinds of stuff. Second hour, Missy's going to be joining us from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. So make sure you text me any questions you have for her. She'll be on with us from 10:05 to 10:30. Well, finally, the bats woke up at Comerica Park. Yes, the Tigers won a baseball game. Losing 12 out of 13, 2 6-game losing streaks separated by one win by Tarek Skubal, our ace pitcher. Finally, the bats erupted and it was off and running. 10 to nothing heading into the top of the ninth inning. Well, Toronto, not to be denied, scored a run to break up the shutout. Scored three more runs. Tigers won 10-4. Big crowd down in Comerica Park. Finally, 61 wins. Still leading, I believe, by 8 games in the American League Central. Cleveland and Minnesota can't catch them yet. But I think it exposed, this losing streak exposed quite a bit. Number one, Wenzel Perez, the right fielder, needs to go back to Toledo. And if they get the third baseman, I think they're going to trade for, before the deadline, Eduardo Suarez from the Diamondbacks, who, by the way, they're coming into town starting tonight. Well, guess what? I think there could be a third baseman on that team not flying out of Detroit. Not at least with the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think the Tigers are going to get him as a third baseman. The guy's hit like 38 home runs already this year, and I think they're going to be adding to the team as well. I think they're going to go after the closer from the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bednar, and I think they're going to pick up a few other key components that they need, and I think it's going to be game on. And one thing that they should do, consider doing, they need to build his confidence back up. Colt Keith needs to go to Toledo. The guy is just pressing way too hard at the plate. Can't find a spot for him really, really in the lineup for the outfield, the infield, moving him from third base to first base, DH, nope. Need to send him packing. He needs to live in the minor leagues for some seasoning, get his confidence back, figure out his swing problem. It's just, he's not swinging with his legs, his hips, it's all arms. I know he's strong, he's a former wrestler, but the guy needs to get his confidence back. So look for some major trades. Tigers are buying, heading into the deadline. Going to be on, what, I think Thursday, July 31st, 5 o'clock. Could be Wednesday the 30th, I'm not really sure. But there's going to be some new Tigers coming to the team very soon. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. This segment brought to you by Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, over on Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey, 9996 Pickerel Lake Road. The phone number, 231-347-3487. If you like his contact information, just text me GUN, G-U-N, anything to do with guns, Tom can take care of you. He's got a great inventory, fantastic inventory. Even has some used firearms for you to check out. Also, he can order anything that you're looking for. Gunsmithing, clean up your guns, trigger jobs, rebluing, make them look like brand new. Definitely, definitely go see Tom Curtis over there, Curtis Gunsmithing. They'll take care of you. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Now, one of the things that I've been following, as you know, very closely, is the budget in Lansing. Well, pretty interesting, because one of the process that we're looking for is how this is going to move as we head in through the end of July, heading into August. Because one of the things that is going to be part of this process is road funding. Road funding, going to be very, very interesting how they come up with a solution, how they are going to work to figure this out. Well, part of this is all happening in the upcoming governor's race. As you know, Governor Whitmer is term limited out. She can't run for re-election. There's going to be all kinds of money thrown at these various candidates running for governor next year. Well, Friday, campaign finance reports released showed all three Democratic gubernatorial candidates leaning heavily on Act Blue and out-of-state small-dollar contributions to get them where they are this cycle. More than half the people who gave to Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and presumed frontrunner Jocelyn Benson came from outside the state of Michigan. Benson getting 10% of her more than 27,000 contributions from the state of California alone. Meanwhile, independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan relied on bigger dollar in-state contributions to put him in a position which he has nearly as much cash on hand as Benson does. Duggan's $3.2 million raise, still $300,000 behind Benson, while his cash on hand is at $2.319 million. Benson, supposedly cash on hand, $100,000. Independent, actually Democrat, running as an independent, Mike Duggan, mayor of Detroit, $2,319,269 cash on hand. Benson only has $100,000. She raised so far $3.5 million and she spent $3.4 million. What has she spent it on? Have you guys seen any TV ads? I haven't. Have you gotten any mailers in the mailbox? No. Have you seen any signs yet? Not at all. What the heck has she spent $3.4 million on? Well, longtime political observer Chris DeWitt of DeWitt Communications and FOIA Services Michigan said Duggan's fundraising totals give him two major advantages over the other candidates. First of all, he doesn't have to spend any money in a primary. He's running as an independent. Even though he is a Democrat running as an independent, he does not have to be on the ballot next August. Second, due to his positive name recognition in Southeast Michigan, he can use his funds to bolster his name and record in the much cheaper out-of-state media markets. He's not going to be spending money in Detroit. He probably won't even be spending any money in Grand Rapids. Outstate media? Well, get ready for a ton of TV commercials coming from Mike Duggan, independent running for governor. Now, DeWitt went on to say, I contend that Duggan's $3 million is actually worth more in the neighborhood of $6 million when you take into account the advantages he has over the other candidates. Now, one of the major analysis, actual breakdown of the campaign finance reports, Benson showing that of the 3,536,957 her campaign's actual cash expenditures, 1,116,974, leaving her basically 2,420,000 cash on hand. However, her PAC spent an additional 1.3 million. So I'm not really sure how that's going to equate in the campaign finance reports. But as advertised, late Thursday, Benson reported 27,206 individual contributions. That's more than twice of any Republican candidates combined. If you add all the Republicans running for governor, they only have roughly about 13,500 individual contributions. Now, the dollar amount Benson's reporting is more than any other gubernatorial candidate in the state history at this stage of the campaign. Again, shifting 992,418 from her Secretary of State campaign account. Now, one of the other things that you have to look at is where are the money dollar donations coming from? Well, out of Benson's 27,206 contributions, just barely over half of them, 13,717, came from outside the state of Michigan. And actually, 10%, almost dead on, 2,745 donations came from people that live in California, which tracks in the 6 of the 23 fundraisers Benson's hosted in the Golden State. 9 of her fundraisers were held here in Michigan, 23 in California. Now, one thing that you have to look at, California donors, progressives, Hollywood, all kinds of big dollar donations coming in from out there. Well, let's break it down. 320 contributions, only 1%, came from people who live inside Detroit. Of those, 281 work inside the city of Detroit and pay city taxes. But the national progressive donors, both Alex and George Soros, have already maxed out to Jocelyn Benson. Others in California that she's reached out to, Hollywood. George Takei, Star Trek fame, 1990s heartthrob Alyssa Milano, 1984 Supergirl Helen Slater, Richard Mazur, Timothy Edmondson, and Perry Vincent. Hollywood donating to Benson. Now, Benson, like her other Democratic contributors, has used Act Blue fundraising vehicle to tap the small dollar donors from people across the country. Listen to what she's done. Man, I don't even think I can get through this entire list. Let's get the big ones first. Private small dollar donors, 1,034 came from the state of Florida. Florida? I didn't even know they had 1,034 Democrats. That's a joke, people. State of New York comes in second with 914. Illinois, 882. 661 from the state of Texas. Again, I don't understand that one at all. 544 from Pennsylvania, 539 from Colorado, 487 donors from Washington State, 438 from Maryland, 425 from Oregon, and 362 from New Jersey. She even got, at the very last, smallest state with the least number of private individual donors, six people from North Dakota. Now, it's interesting because the expense of using ActBlue, all three of the Democratic candidates reporting spending considerable sums. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson spent almost half of what they raised. Benson spent $1.1 million for her largest giver, cash on hand, that basically, after her PAC money as well as her Secretary of State account, puts her on par with Duggan. And both of the major Republican gubernatorial candidates. Kind of interesting breakdown. Now one, well, let's do it this way. We'll wrap this up with the Democrat side right here, and then we'll finish with the Republicans in the next half hour. Kind of interesting news there. But one of the things that this shows us on the Democrat side, Duggan is a Democrat running as an independent. So basically, he as the independent is raising as much as Benson, the top front runner, allegedly, on the Democrat side. Well, when you factor in the numbers, Gilchrist and Swanson don't even come close to what Benson's doing. But there's some interesting things happening in Washington, D.C. Coming this Thursday, July 31st, the end of the month, Benson has to provide information to Pam Bondi, the U.S. Attorney General. They're scrambling to get all the documentation together to get it in before the end of the month. Or let's wait and see if she plays hardball with Pam Bondi. Problem is, she's dealing with violating two federal statutes. When we get back, we'll get into the Republican fundraising reports that came out on Friday. Bondi Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.